Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Listening to the voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio. I'm Lynn Hayes Freeland.
Oh, man, Gino, you did a really good job on that one. Way to go.
See, I had to get all those ducks in a row.
Interesting news out when it comes to jobless numbers. 41 million Americans have lost their jobs since coronavirus hit. However, the layoffs continue to slow when it comes to total numbers coming out each and every week. And it looks as though some of the people who have been laid off at one point are back to work. Joining us right now from New York, CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, welcome. Great to have you back on KDK Radio.
Great to be with you. And nice to meet you. This is exciting.
It is exciting. I feel like I have followed you for I don't know how long. So, Giddy, welcome.
All right, well, thanks a lot. So, what's on your mind, man, Gino? You want to talk jobs?
Yeah, let's talk about jobs. Here's the part that I'm kind of interested in finding out. We have 41 million people have applied for aid since the virus hit. However, we have 21 million people who are now receiving unemployment aid. Does that mean that 20 million people went back and got jobs back again?
No, it's actually the other. Well, okay, there's a couple things going on. There's two different measurements. One is, who's filed for new claims? Now, just because you file doesn't mean you're receiving, right? So that bigger number is how many people have actually gone through their state unemployment system and filed for unemployment. And that number, as you said, 40.7 million. Continuing claims means who's actually receiving benefits. And there is actually some good news there. It's not just that it's, you know, lower than the initial claims. It's that it's lower than it was a week ago. So continuing claims, the number of people who are just currently receiving unemployment benefits, that was 25 million in the previous week. And this week in the report, it's 21 million. I think this is a big turning point potentially. If we keep seeing the continuing claims number drift lower, that's when economists say we've hit the worst of the labor problems for right now. One thing I should mention, which is kind of weird, there's an extra 8 million people who have applied for the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, the PUA. That's the federal program for self-employed and gig workers. So if you think about it, we actually have close to 50 million Americans who have filed for some sort of unemployment insurance assistance, and that number is staggering and devastating.
So at this point, we're hearing a lot about small businesses and whether or not all of those small businesses will be able to reopen. Do we have any idea how many of these people that we're talking about will be able ever to go back to work?
I think that's a really important question. You know, there's in this data, we don't know this, but anecdotally, what economists were starting to get a little bit concerned about is that many of those small businesses that qualified for that payroll protection program, right, that PPP, that a lot of those folks were able to keep people on their payrolls for 8 weeks. Well, that's going to come to an end. And there is a fear that if business hasn't picked up enough for some of those small businesses, that some employers are going to say, hey, I'm not going to make it with this staff, and they're going to re-lay off people. They call this the second wave. And we're going to keep our eyes open for that because these numbers week to week are changing. And the nature of the program is really such that there are a lot of people out who are collecting unemployment who are making more on unemployment than they were working. So we'll see if some of those people come back after that extra $600 a week goes away after July.
And with that in mind, there's talk in Washington that maybe an additional $450 a week for a period of time to entice people back to work may be in the offering. What do you think about that proposal?
Well, look, there's a couple of things that are going on. One is that obviously you're not going to get, even if the numbers were 20 million, not 20 million people are not getting back to work in the next couple of months. Just not happening, right? And so the answer is, what do we do to help those people out? And I think the easiest thing to do is just to extend unemployment insurance for a longer period of time. Remember, a lot of states, they have shorter periods. They might have 10, 15 weeks of unemployment, and that's it. I think that the $600 a week extra was a little bit of a problem because they got this plan out the door so quickly. All they did was they just said, hey, what was household income? It's 63 grand median household income. Then, you know, some portion of that will say, okay, we'll give an extra $600 a week. But because this fallout from the pandemic is disproportionately hitting those who are in less than 40,000, that added $600 means that a lot of eligible workers were receiving benefits that were more than their lost earnings. By the way, it's estimated that 2/3 of jobless workers would bring home more right now from their state unemployment insurance with that $600.
Wow.
Right. So what about different industries? And I'll be very transparent. I'm thinking about my daughter. She works in hospitality. She's an interior designer. She does hotels. It's probably going to be years before they come back.
She's got the trifecta of bad industries there. If she only could be like a stewardess, we'd only add to it. So here's the problem, that I think that those are industries that are going to have a tough time. What we know anecdotally, obviously, is that there are a lot of companies that are hiring for warehouses, and they're, you know, Walmart and Target and Amazon. You hear those names, Instacart. We actually just got some information because some of the earnings reports told us like which companies are hiring. And security guards, that seems to be something as people are opening up their economies. They want extra security. Senior care aides, because people are spooked, you know, especially if you're an older person, like you're a 62-year-old and you're giving care to an 85-year-old. You may not feel so safe. Online banking and mortgage servicers, landscapers. Can I interest your daughter in becoming something in part of the defense contracting industry? They're supposed to be hiring. I don't mean to make
hopefully
a joke,
she's
but
listening.
It's tough.
Hopefully she's listening.
Yeah, she can design a barracks.
Yeah, exactly.
Jill Schlesinger joining us from New York. Jill, thank you very much for your time.
Take care and be safe, you guys.
Thank you very much.
You too.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.